This Fifi, Dave, Bev and Byron catch-up is like a little treat for your ears.
And with WizFizz,
it's okay to have a treat or once off on a special occasion to share the moment.
It's not a party without WizFizz.
Friends are so important in your life, aren't they, boys? I'm looking at two of my dear friends, Thorno and Byron. Not sure where my other friend is. Here he is. Fev's walked back in the studio.
Oh, there we go. Why are friends important? Do you need money? What's going on?
No, friends are important because they're great in your life, but also if you were kicking about in the 90s, it was your favourite TV show. Come on!
Oh, what a
Ross,
banger.
Rachel, Joey, Chandler, Gunther in the cafe.
It was all happening.
It was. I actually got onto Friends quite late, but when I'm not even kidding, I got onto Friends for the reruns.
What?
That'd be a lot of people though, wouldn't it? I mean, there'd be a lot of like, I don't know, 20-somethings who have discovered it afterwards.
Yeah, that's me.
But what else are you doing? Your diary was so chockers you just couldn't sit down towards the telly.
You know when something's really popular and you go, nah, I'm not going to be populist. I'm not going to do what you're all doing. But then after a while you go, oh no, this is actually quite good. I've done it with all of them. Grey's Anatomy, still catching up on like series 3. It's really good.
Oh yeah? You don't know how Cheers finishes?
No. Popular shows are popular for a reason, I've discovered. And this is a bit sad because there's constantly a rumour kicking around that there'll be a Friends reunion, which would be amazing. But Matthew Perry, who played Chandler Bing, obviously, he's come out and said, not a chance, he'll never do it. And his quote was, he has this nightmare, keeps having this recurring nightmare, that they do it and nobody cares. So I think it's his fear of failure.
I'd be the same. I'd say I wouldn't do it because then they just keep coming to you with more cash.
Oh, I see. Very different motives, similar.
I can see how that'd keep you up at night. I've got to shoot a one episode for $1 million. This is killing me, guys.
But see, I wouldn't want this because Chandler was my favourite. And I know people, he wasn't necessarily the people's favourite, but I love Chandler. He was so funny.
How could you not like Chandler?
I know, he's the best. Like, and I often think, because, I mean, it's a funny game to play. Who do you think you'd be if you were one of the cast members of Friends? Because, Dave, I would say immediately you'd be Chandler. If we were a cast of Friends right now,
I'd be
call,
Joey. Mm-hmm. You'd be Monica.
You actually would. No, hang on. No, I wouldn't.
Well, who would you be?
Obviously, you know, you can tell.
Monica.
No. She's anal and controlling and weird.
Sorry?
Yes.
I would be Rachel.
Hey, Bi, who would you be?
He'd be the guy behind the bar.
Byron would be Gunther.
Gunther.
Okay, thanks. How come I knew that no matter what this show was and what the question would be, I would be the dud character?
Yeah, you're
I
the
just
extra.
Knew that's the way. Yeah, and Fett thought to himself, who's the really cool character? I'm that guy.
I'd be Joey. Who would I be then?
You've all had your fun.
Who would I be?
No, Joey, is that Matt LeBlanc's character?
Yeah. I think
No, that's fair. Yeah, Joey.
I think you are perfectly cast for Joey.
Yeah, you'd be great. Yeah. I was thinking more like I'd be Brad Pitt in that cameo, you know, when he was with Jen and he just swarmed in.
Well, this will get a lot of people thinking. I mean, this is a good game to play, Fief. What Friends character would you be on 13, 10, 60? Like for you, you've said who you'd be and there wasn't like
I think
chorus
I'm more Rachel
of agreement.
Than Monica.
Well, you know, it's just all
really?
Different. Viewpoints. 13, 10, 60 is the number.
What about checking all Monica's boxes?
Really?
What about the bubbly blonde? What was her name?
Phoebe. Yeah. Well, she was whack.
That would have been Sonda.
Yes, our former producer Sonda was very Phoebe. All right. What Friends character would you be?
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Which Friends character would you be? Hypothetically, Fifi Box. It's a fun game to play with your friends.
It is a fun one to play. We tried it here in the studio and it's nearly broken us apart. So maybe you shouldn't try this with your friends. But 13, 10, 60, we have said, what Friends character would you be? Espoir from Reservoir. Hello, Espoir.
Hello.
Espoir, you shouldn't be anyone else, because Espoir is about as good as it gets. What a name. I love your name,
okay,
Espoir.
Good.
Thank you.
Espoir, who would you be on Friends?
I think I'd be Joe because I'm a ladies' man.
Well, you're going to rival Fev for that role.
I don't think we'll get anyone else calling up being anyone else.
Other than what? Joey. Really? You'd hope Melissa from Bayswater's going to be somebody other than Joey. that would be awkward.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, Melissa.
Hey, Pepe. How you going?
Yeah, good, Melissa. If you're a friend's character.
Joey.
Well, no, I was calling to say I agree with the boys. After the story you told yesterday about Trixie's birthday party, Fifi, you do are a little bit like Monica.
Okay, yeah. Melissa, thank
you
for that.
There you go.
There we go.
I was a tiny bit controlling and I was helping her with her arts and crafts because
there we go.
She wasn't colouring in the corners.
Actually, maybe you could be a bit more like, remember Chandler's like ex? He was just like, my little bing-a-ling. Remember the ex?
Janice.
Yeah.
I reckon I am a bit Janice.
Yeah, you're a little bit Janice.
Well, I don't sound like Janice.
Good chat.
Sorry, my headphone you're socket okay? just fell out, so I missed that last bit. Was it funny?
Is that a euphemism?
I should. Anyway.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Oh, exciting times ahead because winter is coming. Now, I know winter is already here, essentially, but this is the longest we've had to wait for Game of Thrones Series 7. The world is salivating. July 16th is when the 7-part series airs. How dare they cut it down to 7 eps? That's just hardly anything. That's nothing.
7
You don't
hours.
Achieve anything in 7 hours.
It's like 4 movies.
But there's already some speculation on the 8th and final season. Why do they have to make it final? Insiders are saying that we might have to wait until 2019 until the whole thing is resolved. Whoa, this is going to take forever. And to at least give us some insight on what is going to happen, we have on our show, and this is a massive coup because he appears nowhere else. He is the King of the North, Jon Snow himself. Jon Snow, thank you so much for joining us.
No, oh, thanks for having me. Don't suppose anyone stuck their head outside today. 10 bloody degrees. I told you winter was coming. Nailed it, JS.
And you were right. But, John, let's get down to business. This Season 8 news does worry me. We have to wait 2 more years to get some resolution on the series.
Oh, look, I'm sorry. Are things not moving along quick enough for you?
Well, no, it's just that, no, don't get me wrong. I am so in love with this series. You're on my favourite show, and to wait for an outcome...
Oh, apologies to everyone who needs some closure on that. Oh, you want it to happen now, do you? Oh, all right, let's recap what's going down in Johntown for the little bit, shall we?
Oh, sure.
All right, let's rattle this off the top of my dome. I only lost most of my family in a wedding that was a little bit too stabby-stabby for my liking. I lived on a freezing cold wall with nothing but men. Wouldn't give that sausage fest a 5-star review on TripAdvisor. Finally fell in love with a woman, but she got an arrow to the back, which, FYI, is a real romance killer. And then, after all that, I got stabbed and killed by my workmates, which at the very least is an HR issue, only to return from the dead.
When you put it like that, I can see you do have a lot going on.
Yeah, some would call that a tough run. Now, on top of that, I left my international roaming on when I went north of the wall, and the bill was astronomical. Half wish I had died so I didn't have to pay that monster.
Yes, but John, 2019, that is a long way away. I mean, what else will you be doing?
All right, Missy, I'm glad you asked. Well, I've been thinking of giving this King of the North shite up, and I might try for a job, so I've got to be straight with you, as a weatherman. Because I knew winter was coming, so I got the skills.
Yeah.
Plus, you don't even have to be that accurate. Think about it. Today's 15 degrees, but it feels like 10. How easy is that?
well, John, I will stop you there because I was the weather specialist on Sunrise, a television show here in Australia, and it's not actually that easy.
Oh, sounds like someone's a little defensive. All right, then. I tell you what, Missy, Game of Thrones will be back in 2019, but it'll feel like 2018. How does that fit on for
sure? Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. That's Jon Snow there on the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We often talk about the problems or the issues or the things that can go wrong with social media. And how's this for a story from the States? Harvard, arguably... probably the most prestigious university over in the States, hardest to get into, most expensive. I mean, to even get an offer, they only take, in fact, 40,000 applicants.
No, they have 40,000 applicants.
Sorry, 40,000
applicants. They
don't
take anywhere near
that. They only admit 2,000.
I was going to say 40,000
yeah,
wasn't really winning your argument, was it? I'm like, that's an entire town and then some.
I think that's the policy for the TAFE at Geelong.
If I had my
Gordon Tafe's the same. I've got to be honest, they'd be happy to get 40,000.
If I had my time again, guys, I probably would have taken up my
This is going to be good.
Well, I was too far away.
Oh, hard.
Yeah, I was too worried about the back.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. You could, you're mature tough. Age. You can always go back.
No, well, I'm on radio now, so it was a bit tough. Yeah. I should.
For now.
Crystal ball. Should have taken it up. Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah. I've heard Harvard got a strong AFL side.
So out of the 40,000 applicants, only 2,000 students make it. Like, and that's all for a year. So of all these kids, apparently 10 of them have had their offers rescinded. The university went on social media, on Facebook, and saw some stuff that they didn't approve of.
Really?
Yeah, a bit of lewd.
Didn't Facebook start there?
I was going to say, that's the tough part. Like, Zuckerberg started this. He was one of your alumni. Get stuffed. I'm coming in. He's a trillionaire.
And even when you think about how he started Facebook, because my issue, one of those issues I have with Facebook
shaming.
Is how it began. Yeah, because it was shaming chicks and just rate
raging.
Them or hate them.
Like Tinder.
I know. It's still a bugbear of mine, the fact that's how it started. But anyway, you're right. It is a bit hypocritical. But anyway, they have lost this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to go to Harvard because of something on Facebook or social media.
Wow. It's going to get you. It's going to get you. My mate completely deleted his Facebook profile because now he's trying to be a bigwig in some corporate. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's boring. I don't listen to his conversation. But he's deleted it entirely.
Because of things from his past that might have popped up.
That I've been present to. So I still have them in my memory. Oh, there'll be some bribing happening.
But don't you reckon Zuckerberg has got some sort of program and the president or the boss or the headmaster will go, hey, mate, can you just dig into this guy?
Still have them because it's their property, isn't
it? And they
it's
can go back.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to delete or you can find stuff. You know those people I was talking about yesterday?
Oh, the Illuminati.
Yeah,
oh,
bigger.
What are you talking about?
They find everything.
You're
mate,
right. Nothing.
I had a friend on Facebook. What was her name? Amber. What was her name? Oh, Amber Hassett. Mate, she had some loose stuff on Facebook. A lot of photos, if I've got to be honest. Foxy of you. I don't know how she got that.
I may have had a fake profile.
You've been catfished.
Do you have a fake profile?
But guys, only changed it recently, actually.
Guys, but on a serious note, guys, because recruiters, HR people, senior managers, the scary thing for anyone who's tuned into this right now is they check all this stuff. It can cost you jobs. Like, it's a serious thing.
Your Instagram. Anyone has actually lost a job or an opportunity because of something that they had on social media. I would actually love to hear that because we talk about it all the time, but maybe to hear an example of it would make us think twice about our mid, Saturday night upload
photos. The people that I know, Boxy, the people I know, they listen to everything.
Oh, this is the Illuminati.
Oh, here we go again. 131060 is the number. We're going to come back to your calls.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Oh, Fifi, imagine this. You're accepted into Harvard, one of the world's most prestigious colleges. But then, just because of some activity on Facebook, you're in the wrong Facebook group, you've shared a few inappropriate memes, you've made some mistakes, sure. They've said, sorry, you're out. You're not at Harvard anymore.
I mean, this one of the most exclusive
amazing.
Universities in the world. And these students, because they're Facebook pages, and one of them was just a meme. They were sort of sharing a meme, but it was inappropriate on a few levels, and now they've completely botched their chance. There's no argument to say that's their whole future, because if they'd gone to Harvard, I think you could get a job anywhere.
Isn't it amazing? Yep. You can't get into the, well, as you said, Ivy League, the best college in America, yet your president can go on social media, stuff it, and still keep a job. It is incredible, isn't it?
But we did say, has anyone really felt the effects, lost a job or had sort of detrimental side effects to a social media post? Jake in Croydon North. Hi, Jake.
How's it going, guys?
Yeah, good, Jake. Well, you sound pretty happy, so I'm guessing something, not too bad happened to you.
No, it's just a good day, hump day, halfway there. So
hey!
Yeah, I was working at Hamilton Island at Qualia, the exclusive part of it, and I bumped into Michael Clark, and he posted up a picture on Instagram, and I was working maintenance at the time on the island, and I commented, sorry I couldn't stop and shake your hand, if there's anything I can do to make you stay a little bit better, don't hesitate to give me a buzz, big fan, have a great trip. And the very next day, I got a call from HR saying, we've got two guys ready to escort you off the island. There's no talking to any of the guests whatsoever, if it's harmless or not, whatever. And, I had to go in the main offices and they ran me through where the comment was and
brutal
whatnot. And, my boss wasn't too happy about it, but,
Wow. I'm heading there on October 21st, so hopefully people are as nice as you on there. That's nice. That's
well, no, but they lose their jobs. They can't be nice to you, Fev, on in. If they post a comment, they're going to get fired.
No, there's nothing better when you go to a little island and the people you're with are real annoying, so you get to have a few frothies with the people that work there.
Hush, losing your job.
Don't you used to go on holiday with your family? Oh, they're annoying. Look, I talk to staff. That's the best.
Kay,
that's amazing,
Melton.
Though.
Hi, Kay.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good, Kay. Did you make a mistake on socials?
I did. I complained that my pay hadn't gone in for 2 days on social media and I got suspended for 2 weeks.
Whoa.
Without pay?
Without pay. Oh. It was a hospitality, so it's always casual wait. So you don't get paid if you don't work.
Is there some sort of ombudsman? Can they do that? Could you have gone to somebody to report
apparently
that?
It's like defamation of the business, even though I wasn't like making a bad statement about them, but because I was still complaining about them.
Say that. You know what social media has done? Because when you work in the media like us, we get lots of, once a year we sit down with lawyers who teach us and train us about codes and defamation, etc. But now because of social media, anybody can get defamation thrown at them. Yeah. So you've got to be so careful because not everybody gets that sort of education to be aware of it.
I've told you this before, especially watching the basketball because it's the middle of the day when it's live here in Australia. And remember last year we were watching Game 7, the last game of the NBA playoffs at all, winner take all.
Yeah.
Because it was the middle of the day, the girl was walking around the pub trying to take photos for their social media and every bloke's like, no, I should be at work. you cannot take photos of me right now.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
I'm quite proud of our Bachelor franchise, Fev, because when you think about it, of all the bachelors that go around the world, the US, I know they've had lots. Maybe they have had a baby, but you often hear of people breaking up. And we've done, apart from the whole Blake Garvey incident, which we will never mention again, we've done quite well when you think about Sam Wood and Shneznana. They're having a baby. And now Tim Robards has proposed to Anna finally.
Has he?
Yes, he did, Dave.
But how did he get that time away from the outdoor gym down at Bondi? How did he do that?
Well, it's funny because I was only saying this last week that it sort of seemed to me a little bit like, oh, gosh, Sam's gone and gotten Snez pregnant. Anna's already on my case about, you know, when are we going to pop the quid? It's been 4 years.
You reckon there's a bit of that?
Well, you can tell me if I'm wrong because I am not a man and I've never been in a position.
Okay. Well, there you go, Daily Mail. There's your headline.
I've never been in a position where I've been pressured, but I certainly know lots of guys that have been in situations with their girlfriends where they have, and if they were honest with themselves, they have only proposed because they thought they had to.
I proposed because I thought I needed to. Got a real ripper.
What do you mean?
Like I needed to put a ring on it.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. In other words, he's saying before she comes to her senses.
Before she comes to her senses. She'd had a few, no, I think she had a couple of bourbons. I'm like, this is my chance.
Before she sobers up.
This is my chance.
But 13, 10, 60, if there are any guys listening who can admit that if they had their way, they just would have kept dating for years. They didn't feel they necessarily got to that point where, yep, I want to get married. Share that.
Byron,
because I think there is a bit of an... And I know, I've got two girlfriends that put ultimatums on their boyfriends.
What?
And so, yeah, it just said, if we're not engaged by the end of next year, I'm done. I've given this 3 years. So I wonder if their husbands were honest with themselves.
I'm all misty-eyed. Oh, it's that old kind of romance, isn't it? It gets you.
And I reckon Gabby would be pushing...
Oh, that's true.
It's been a while.
But what Fee's talking about, and we'll take some calls on it. See, the thing is, then you just have a big long engagement. So that guy that is saying, oh, I'll get you off my back by proposing, you could then have a long engagement. Like, do you think Anna and Tim are going to be engaged for about five years?
Tim Robards, he came out and he told the Daily Telegraph in Sydney, he said, we're going to take it very slowly and I'm not going to jump into it.
Did he say, is that real news?
Well, no, this one, I think, because it's quoted, Tim told the Daily Telegraph on Wednesday and they've put them in the talking marks. And if you see talking marks...
Is that the one or the two? Looks,
the one.
We can verify.
Oh, the one.
The one. You can't trust the one.
So we'll see how we go right now. Did you propose, guys, to get her off your back and fair for the record? Should Gabby and I get married, it'll be a very short engagement. You know,
so
we'll
you are
going to
propose
in.
Now?
No, that's not what I said. I said, should we?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Imagine that. What a tight ass. We're going to time zone and you're buying all the games.
Okay, good on you. 30, 10, 60.
And the desserts and tickets. You know when you get the lollies?
Byron on the Fox. Brooks.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
The original Bachelor, Tim Robards, we know he's now engaged to the woman he met on television, Anna Heinrich. But he did just say yesterday that he's taking it very slowly. And he said, I'm not going to jump into it. I'm just saying, sometimes, and I only know this because a couple of my mates have been pressured into proposing. And I wonder, and I said, if there are any guys listening who are prepared to say, I may not have chosen to get married. It's just, it seemed like I had to ask. And Pete from Doncaster has called. Peter, wow. Well done.
Tell me it's not your real name, Pete.
Are you there, Pete?
Yeah, I am. Sorry, it's not me, 100%, but one of my best mates did. He went on a holiday, got pressured, and the ultimatum was by the time he came back from his holiday, if they weren't engaged, it was all over. Oh. Got married, lasted 15 years, the divorce, and let's just say he's running amok, making up for lost time, but he was never the marrying kind.
Never really.
Oh. 15 years, though. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Not
me.
Yeah, no,
you're very
not Peter.
Clearly not Pete from Doncaster.
Not Peter Bachelor. And Doncaster.
So, The Bachelor.
Yeah.
I don't watch it.
It's a great show.
Yes, okay. But don't they get married on the show?
No.
Don't they give them
they
a ring?
Really
no, they just
propose?
Sort of
no.
Wander off together.
The only one who proposed was Blake Garvey. And he took it back 3 days later. But no, you just end up picking somebody that you want to date.
I thought at the end they'd get down on one knee and give him the ring.
Yeah, but it's a friendship ring. It's just
so they do that.
Well, they do. They essentially pick between two at the very end, and they give them a ring, a token of their intention to keep dating.
It's a bloody stupid show.
No, it's a great show.
I just don't think in the power invested in me from commercial television, you are now man and wife. I don't think they just have those that legal power.
Gavin from Brunswick. Hi, Gav.
Yeah, hi. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. Gav, did you feel like you were given a nudge and maybe you didn't really want to?
Yeah. Look, I've been with my fiance now for 4 years, and I reckon the last 3 years it's just the pressure, not just from her though, from her family as well. And she's a beautiful woman, but you know, I feel like this is I was sort of forced into it, and it's sort of ruining what we've got.
Oh,
and I don't
damn.
Know what to do. I feel trapped, you know. I just couldn't take the pressure from the big, you know, big Italian family. Oh. Every function. And
oh, Gav, so hang on. We'll break this down. This sounds like an emergency situation that we can fix. Gav, how far into this are you? So you're engaged? When's the big day?
We haven't set a date yet. We're about 8 months engaged now.
So, okay. So they're all sort of on you. Gav, when are you going to come on, lock in a
date? Hey, Gav, I've got an idea for you, bro.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Why don't you grab your beautiful fiance? Yeah. Elope. Get married together and come back and just have a big party and say, guys, we've done it. Pressure's off.
But it's the whole thing of marriage. I don't feel like I'm ready to get married.
Well, then bloody break up.
Oh, but what do you do, you know? They say there's plenty of fish in the sea, but
maybe
you know.
There's not.
Maybe there's not.
Wait a minute.
There's not. Exactly. Maybe there's not.
Oh, Gavin.
Oh,
Gavin,
you're in trouble.
This is why I think the whole thing needs to be shaken up. It's 2017. Why do we have to have marriage forever? Just have like a phone contract. I'll give you 2 years. Then if we want to renew, we'll do it then.
And if you don't upgrade, you get a good deal on a monthly plan. If you don't choose to upgrade,
we'll give you 10%
fantastic.
Data.
Yeah, it's good.
Wow. All right. I don't feel like
we
fully resolved that for Gavin.
I feel like Gav's a man in need, and I don't want to let him go.
Well, we gave
but
him
Gavin,
an option.
I think Fev calls the shots, and I think in some ways you do have to be very firm, Fev. We can go back to Gavin, but you're sort of in or you're out. I feel like Gavin's sort of got his foot sort of dipping his toe in, but he's not sort of in or out.
As a duty of care, Gav, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm okay. I'll be okay, you know.
You've got to be on the ground and play, or otherwise just sit on the bench.
Well, what about just 2 years? Why don't you just say 2 years, let's talk about it again?
Yeah, I think it's a bit late for that. 8 months engaged.
Yeah, that is so true, Boxy. That horse is bolted.
Good work, Fief.
Yeah,
Fief's solution for most things. Just put it off and we'll deal with it later.
Yeah.
Anyway,
is there any way some of the family can move to America? I always find it so easy when people over there.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Wonder Woman. It's all about Wonder Woman, the new movie, and very, well, I guess not well-known actress, Gal Gadot. He's playing. Yeah, we went through this, Thorno. Did you know it's not Gal Gadot? It's Gal Gadot. That's her name.
I didn't know where this race started, and I don't sure as hell don't know where it's finished. I don't know any of the words that you've just said.
So she's Wonder Woman. She's playing Gal Gadot. Is playing Wonder Woman in the movie. And wait for it. Not only is, I mean, to be Wonder Woman is cool enough, but to have been 5 months pregnant whilst filming the movie.
Really?
How impressive is
that? Wow.
She
must have really needed the gig.
She must have. Or how do you think the producers were? They signed her on and then she said
she's pregnant. Oh, they couldn't. Oh, my God.
But they worked around it.
That's a great boss move.
Isn't it? They did. They worked around, costume department worked around it, and they were able to cut sections out of the front of the costume.
Must have been pretty scary doing some of those stunts.
It would have been. Because, rightly so, Fev, when you're pregnant, that's a time to be gentle with yourself and usually your workplace.
You shut look everything after down. You.
Yeah, well, it's funny because I was pregnant when I was at this workplace here at the Fox a few years ago. You weren't here, Fev. Yep.
Was that when I saw you laying on the couch just
eating Mars
eating a chocolate bar? How are you, Boxy?
Well, I'm so hungry.
That's what I was doing at the same time, getting pregnant on my couch
without a baby.
Doing everything.
Well, I know, Dave, you saw a lot of my pregnancy was lying down. I wasn't well and I was really struggling with it. But the bits that when I wasn't lying down, and Byron, you and I, we were working on a radio show at the time.
And yeah, Leon, and I recall us all being very supportive.
Oh, hang on a second. Byron, what about the time you took me to a swingers club?
Right, okay. What? Well, there are still the pressures of a show and you still need to deliver interesting stuff.
Wait, wait for this, Lorna. You know Leon, who's our new executive producer of this show. Hi, Leon. Say hi to everyone.
G'day.
Leon.
Who's still on probation. Yeah. Okay, let's hear it.
Leon, you were producing Fifi and Jules at the time with Byron and I, and I was about 8 months pregnant, and what did you make me do?
Well, it was a blackout challenge, and I was leading you into a swingers club with Jules. But the paparazzi turned up because I'm trying to get some snaps of you. So all they got was just me leading a headphoned and blindfolded girl into a
swingers club. And then if it didn't get worse, fast forward a couple of weeks, and Leon and Byron put me in bed with David Hasselhoff, naked. They said
when
to
you were
him,
pregnant.
Yeah, I reckon I was 3 weeks off giving birth, and another blackout challenge. But they said to the Hoff, just wear clothes and get under the doona because, you know, that's enough of a surprise that she's in bed with David Hasselhoff.
And if your water had a broke, it would have been amazing. He's good in water.
Well, oh, that's true.
Oh, hey. Hey.
Anyway, good stuff.
David Hasselhoff, though, went method and took his pants off.
What?
In fact, I think we've got a bit of it here.
Am I in bed with the Hoff?
You were in bed with the Hoff. You look so beautiful.
It's just me, the Hoff. You naked, Hoff.
You
didn't hassle the little Hoff, did you?
No.
But no, did that sound
like
we all worked on that show.
Hoffies,
we all did what we had to do for the sake of radio, but that did not sound like someone that wasn't having a great time. I mean, you heard Fifi. She was loving it. You loved that.
Excuse me. You know my nervous laugh.
That's what that's
and
called
that
radio, Byron. It's radio.
Okay, no, sorry. No, that was, so you weren't enjoying that.
Anyway, so Gal Gadot. Well done, Wonder Woman. We've all done stuff, pregnant.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
This idea of little Freddie doing something that could have torn Dave's family apart. I mean,
You're all parents, so I'm going to open the floor here. Do you remember your kid's first word? Do you
dad
remember that? Was dad?
Yeah.
No. Was it? No, I don't know.
It wouldn't have been dad, it would have been mum.
Lush. Do you remember boxing?
Yeah, hers was. Oh, man. It wasn't mum because I was disappointed. It was like ball.
I reckon
ball,
Lenny
ball,
come
ball.
Out going, schnags.
Did she?
Snags. That's all she saw for the first couple of years. Just snags. Dad kicking snags at work. Well, see, Freddie's first word came out. I think it's her first word.
Milestone.
It may have just been some noises, but what I heard was something that was... Well, it was close to my heart. Now, you think this starts off like a great story, but I will just play this audio for you guys, and you can tell me whether this is a real word or it's just her mumbling away. Okay, disregard
no
the last part.
No, Dad. Dada.
Is it, do you reckon that's Dada?
I could hear, there's definitely, she's trying to say Dada.
Yeah.
Like, if I were Nixie, though, I would, because we all know that mum and dad want them, you know, Nixie wants mum first.
Yeah.
She's got an argument to go, it's just mumbling with a D.
No, it's dad. She said
it's
dad.
It's
dad.
Yeah, dad.
You guys,
blatantly.
You'd think that's great news, wouldn't you? But I was like, oh, it looks like she said dad. That's the first word that she said. And I was pretty proud walking around the house. And then the other day, I heard Nixie was changing her. And I heard her laugh out loud for the first time, and I'm like, you laughed at your mother and not me. Jokes pay for this mortgage. So I'm just saying there is one child that is going to be adopted out in Brunswick. If anyone wants to come pick her up, she's available today.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Guys, we were talking about this earlier on the show because Matthew Perry, who played Chandler on Friends, is refusing to ever do a reunion, which is just never say never. Perry, Matt, Chandler, Bing. Like, always be open to reunions of any sort. But we did ask the question, and who would be cast members of Friends, characters in this studio?
Yeah.
And I said at the time, well, I thought I was sort of rocking a Rachel vibe. And unanimously said that you thought I was more Monica.
Chicken or Monica's boxes.
And now I'm really annoyed because that's what social media is now telling me.
But what else
Everyone's
are they telling
going you? They're going definitely Monica. Fifi, you'd definitely be Monica.
But that was two hours ago.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying.
You've got to let go of that.
You've got to let go.
Yeah, no, I will let go, but can I just say.
The inner Monica's coming out of you right now.
No, but Monica is, you know, she's sort of that pedantic, anal, controlling, annoying person.
Sorry, we did this 2 hours ago.
Yeah,
I know. You're just doing everything Monica would do.
No, I'm not. I'm chilled like Rachel. I'm totally fine with this. I don't even care. Whatever. I don't even care.
Rachel
would
have forgotten about it.
Okay, I'm Monica. Okay.
Rachel would have forgotten about it and moved on.
Chilled out. Actually, it was awkward for me as well, Faith, because there were two separate conversations happening on during the song, right?
For a change.
You said to me, because normally it's you talking to me and Dave talking to Faith. You said to me, you'd be Ross. And I don't watch a lot of Friends, so I've gone, okay, yeah, I'm Ross. And then I heard in a separate conversation, these two saying, Ross is a nerd burger, Ross is a wet blanket.
Mate, I would have even true. You're possibly even Ross's pet monkey. You know, I don't know if you ever saw that.
Yeah. Great, good stuff. Great. All right, we're done. Your boy Keys is standing by.
See you, Ross.
You never brought it up. Yeah, good stuff. All the best to you. Who's the cool guy that you said you were?
I'm Fev.
Yeah, Fev. No, but you called yourself Joey. Isn't that Joey? Yeah. All the guys that called thought they were Joey. It's like some of you guys that think you're Joey aren't Joey. Sorry to break it to you.
Every Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron catch-up needs to have big laughs in it. And every kids' party needs to have Whiz Fizz at it. It's not a party without Whiz Fizz.